Hey, Real Madrid podcast listeners, it's your host, Mushtaq. We just took this sample of a recording that we did a couple of days ago. We actually broke up this podcast into two because it was fairly long. This portion that you're about to listen to, though, is the questions that we received from Twitter. Thank you to everyone who did ask a question. And if you would like to give us some questions for the next podcast, please just mention us at TheRealChampsFS or drop us a DM if you prefer, and we'll definitely get to your question. If you want to listen to the previous podcast, that is, of course, also up already. And that podcast we basically just spoke about was Zinedine Zidane's return to Real Madrid, that first game against Celta Vigo, and a little bit of transfer rumors. Anyway, enjoy this question corner, and as always, thank you so much for listening. Hala Madrid. First question comes from at Sharma underscore AK. If we get De Gea for nearly free is very subjective. I don't know.
Answer the question before you finish reading the question. Spit it out.
Sorry. The question is, if we get De Gea for nearly free, should we do a swap with Courtois?
I mean, how would we get him for nearly free?
I think like, United would less be than 20. Stupid to let that one happen, but I mean, if it's going to happen, why not? I mean, De Gea is arguably one of the best goalkeepers in the world. My opinion is still it's between Oblak and Ter Stegen, but that's another debate for another day. But you'd be stupid not to get De Gea, especially if you can just swap Courtois. I mean, I like Courtois. I don't hate the guy at all. I've been backing him for most of the season. He's just been unlucky to come into probably the worst Madrid situation for the last, I don't know, 5 to 6, maybe even more years. So yeah, why wouldn't you? I don't know what you guys think, but I wouldn't say no.
I basically think nearly free doesn't make sense. I don't think United would do it anyway, so I'm just going to say it's impossible, not going to happen.
Hypothetically, though.
Hypothetically, even if it was, would I swap for De Gea? Yeah, sure.
There you go.
I disagree. I'm not necessarily a big Courtois fan whatsoever, but I don't think, like, if you're talking about swapping next summer, I don't think that's going to solve any of our problems, to be honest, getting a different goalkeeper. I think that's the problem that started the season off in the first place. I don't think it would add anything.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I can see what you mean.
And if you look at level-wise, I don't, like, Courtois, except for the fact that people often score through his legs, he's a class goalkeeper. He's a class goalkeeper. I mean, I think level-wise, he's as good as Keylor. It's just that Keylor has, you know, obviously his history makes him, like, nicer for the fans. But level-wise, I mean, yes, De Gea might be a bit better, but I don't think it solved anything.
Also, he looks like Di Stefano, which is pretty good.
Wait, what? Who looks like Di Stefano?
Nava.
I'm like, compare this.
Aren't you the one who tweeted this?
No.
I swear you tweeted this. Like,
I did not tweet this.
Oh, God. Right, he looks like...
There's looks a little bit of resemblance. Like, not a huge amount, a little bit.
Fine. All right. That question's done. Next question comes from Jack. Hi, Jack. Thank you, Jack. His first question is, do you think Varane will leave? And if so, who's his replacement? I'm going to answer this because I'm probably going to be the quickest answering it. No, he's not going to leave. Why? Because Zidane is part of the reason. He's at Real Madrid. Also, he's 25. He loves this club. He's just going to cement his history here. He's probably going to end up being the captain in the next 3 to 4 years. So literally, no.
Yeah, agree. Though if we want to speak on a hypothetical basis and just say that he wants to up and go, who would the replacement be? None other than Matthijs de Ligt, but that's not going to probably not going to happen.
I don't see that happening.
It's not going to happen. Stinks of new contract.
I don't think he's leaving, first of all.
Varane doesn't seem like that kind of guy, though.
Oh, come on. Every footballer's like that.
That's muggy, though. He doesn't seem like a muggy kind of guy.
Think it's muggy as such. I just think he knows his worth and he's being sensible. But hypothetically, just say he did go, who would each of your replacements be? Just out of curiosity, I just want to know.
Honestly, I don't know enough other center backs in European football to make a decision.
Basically, Mushtaq's not a doesn't watch anything outside of Real Madrid. He's just
basically, I don't know shit. I'm just here for banter. I would probably feel someone from like Atletico Madrid. I feel like they have a really good center back.
You feel like that? Sure? You feel that there's one in the club already?
I mean, like, at our club, I don't know.
For God's sake.
I'm not talking about the new signing.
I mean, Militao could be good. I don't know how good he is.
I don't know. The thing is, I haven't seen him play enough. I can't just, like, go out here making bold statements on a podcast.
I know. Here's what we'll do for a future podcast episode. We will watch a Porto game and analyze him.
Yo, do you want to watch it together?
Good idea.
Together, like on Skype?
Yeah, let's do it. Why not? We'll do it.
That'd be cute. Let's do it. I'm down. It's like a date, but like virtual.
And there's three of us.
Oh, I didn't know we were inviting Sarah.
She literally just said, I'm down for that as well, but you were ignorant. Oh. You don't listen.
My bad.
Sorry, okay, Sarah. He is an arsehole. Just get used to it.
Defender-wise, I think I'm very positive about Javi Sanchez from Castilla.
Interesting.
He's even scored for us this season. I don't know if everyone's forgotten about that, but he scored for us. And I think he has a lot of potential, to be honest. So
promote within.
I didn't catch that.
I said promote from within. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's someone who's been with us since he's been little, and it's, yeah, I just think he has a lot of potential. Like, why would we spend big bucks if we've gotten Militao now, and we can get someone from within, so.
You're going to make a great boss one day. Honestly, people are going to love you.
Next question.
Okay, next question is also from Jack. Also, is Mbappe at all realistic this summer?
No.
I always say anything can happen.
No, it's not realistic.
It's coming. It's going to be either in 2020 or later, I think.
Okay. They say no. I say yes, Jack. Okay. I guess we're adding...
It's too good to be true, you know? It's too good to be true.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Too good to be true. But saying that Zidane was too good to be true, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but too good to be true in one season.
Remember that? You remember that?
What was that? Sorry.
Huh? I said, you remember when you said Zidane wasn't going to happen? I said, it's possible.
You said it's possible. You could have said it was going to happen. Come on.
Why you got to do me like that? This ain't Bet365. I don't have to, like, put a guarantee.
Well, I'd like some guarantee.
All right, whatever. Next question comes from @Customize with three E's at the end and a Z.
Three E's for emphasis.
Yeah, and not an S, because that's how cool people spell things.
Americans.
Anyway. Is he American?
I don't know. I thought Americans spell things with Z's.
Okay. They spell the word customize with a Z, though. All right. So this person's question is, how is it looking for Vallejo with Militao coming in? And any chance that Mario Hermoso is back on the board?
Vallejo is going on loan.
Sorry, say that again.
Vallejo is going on loan, I think.
Vallejo,
or he sold with a backup option.
Buyback
option. That's probably the best option, I'd say. Just sell him with the buyback.
Asensio, Lucas Vasquez kind of move.
Yeah, like that.
I love those moves, by the way. Like, I think they're wicked.
I think it's wicked if you're on the good side of it. I think if you're on the opposite side of the spectrum, you'd probably think, wow, what a dickhead.
Well, we're always on the good side of it now.
Yeah, we seem to always be on the good side of buybacks because our board is intelligent when it wants to be.
When it wants to be, for real.
Yeah.
The second part of the question, though, any chance Mario Hermoso is back on the
board? I don't think so.
I don't even know.
He plays for Espanyol now, right? Or
yeah, he's still at Espanyol. He's had a decent season, but I don't think there's anything going on there. Now we bought Militao. What's the point?
Sweet.
Unless we sell Nacho, which I wouldn't really go against looking at how he's been this season. He's shown some horrific decline this season. I don't know if it's just bad form or what. He's been poor this season.
It's the Solari effect.
The Lopetegui/Solari effect.
Yeah. Next question. Yes?
Yeah, is there anything else to add from any of you two?
Well, definitely not me. I don't even know who Mario Hermoso is, so...
Ignorance.
He played for Castilla and then he went to Espanyol.
Well, thanks, kid. This is
maybe
why I have
you start
guys...
watching football more. Just get out of your bubble.
Is literally why I invite you guys to this podcast.
You're literally like a vegan.
Oh my god.
Stuck in the bubble.
Actually.
Someone's gonna hate me for that comment.
I don't think we should be criticizing people's dietary beliefs.
I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying you're like stuck in this bubble.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, the next question comes from Ali H at Ali Hashem. Do you believe Bale's wish to stay? Sorry. Do you believe Bale's wish to stay at Real Madrid until he retires will be fulfilled, or will he leave before then? Bruh,
he'll leave.
Not staying.
Who retires in Madrid? That's a funny joke.
It's not happening.
It is.
It's not happening.
Like, seriously, retired in Madrid? Just give me a name. Besides Alvaro Arbeloa, he didn't even retire at Madrid. He retired at West Ham. That shithole of a
club. Bro, it's not happening. I think we can go to the next question. The final question is from Sergio at Madrid Lovatic.
Is that a play on Kovacic? I don't know. I'm interested.
No.
Answer that question.
I don't know. Why do you interrupt me all the time?
I didn't ask you to answer it. I'm asking it to future person.
Yeah, you're interrupting me speaking. Like,
I don't care.
Just do it on your own time. Go start your own podcast and go ask this person yourself. Good. No one's going to listen to it anyway, except for yourself and maybe your mom. Anyway, this person asked, what players do you think will join/leave our club in the summer? I think we kind of answered.
Let's start leavers first. Go ahead, Mushtaq. You go first.
Gareth Bale gone. Jesus Vallejo gone. On loan, maybe. I think maybe Danny Ceballos will go back on loan. I don't want him to, but I'm just saying.
Don't even say it.
God.
I think that'd be a real loss. I think he's really good.
Thank you. He's fantastic.
Oh, my God. You're saying thank you to her as if I've criticized him. I didn't.
We also have Paul Verde, though, so.
You're going to hell for saying that.
Okay, thanks for making this religious podcast. I honestly can't think of who else right now would probably have to leave. I know
maybe one of the goalkeepers.
Yeah.
Oh, you think one of the goalkeepers would leave?
Go on, Sarah. List your parties.
I don't think. Well, the thing is, I don't see us selling Courtois because that was, I don't know, that'd just be weird. But
spent, like, way too much money on him, so.
Wouldn't make sense. $35 million. That's not really a lot.
It's an okay price for a goalkeeper, but
like, collectively, just do like a yes/no thing.
Hold on, what was the question?
I said, should we just go through the roster quickly and each of us just say yes or no?
Okay, fine. Go on. Listen. All right.
Vinicius.
No.
No.
Okay. Bale.
Hell yes.
Yes.
Marcelo.
I think he's going to leave. I don't know why. Just feel it.
Okay, I don't think it's going to happen. Sergio Ramos, no. Isco?
No.
50-50, I don't know.
Karim Benzema?
No.
I hope not, but I do see him leave if he's not going to get regular starts.
Luka Modric?
No.
50-50 again, I don't know. I think he might just think... Maybe.
Where would he leave? I really don't see that happening.
Inter, probably. They wanted
Inter Milan just want all the...
We're like, still talking about that rumor.
It's still feasible.
Saying, it happened for a reason, so I'm pretty sure their interest would still be there.
But in the same rumor, it said that they were going to bid for him and Kos and who else was it? Someone else? Ramos or something? It was so unbelievable.
If you think about the idea that Mauro Icardi coming to Real Madrid, like, the likelihood of it has now increased given the scoring deficit at Real Madrid, it would be a great move for Inter Milan if they really still want Luka.
Especially considering all the traction behind the Christian Eriksen rumors, it kind of makes two and two, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just like a domino effect, really, between three teams.
But yeah, anyway, keep naming.
Okay, Thibaut Courtois?
No.
Mariano Diaz.
Yes.
Sarah?
Courtois, I'm doubting.
Diaz.
Who do you guys think would leave earlier? Like Navas or Courtois?
Navas.
Navas would definitely leave earlier. If it's not through the fact that he doesn't get minutes, it's because of age.
Yeah, I'm just making
say no.
How old is he? 33? 34?
Who, Navas?
How old is he?
Navas is 32.
Damn, he's younger than I thought.
She's right. She's 30.
He's actually not that old.
He just seems and old.
He like, is like so a geezer good. For
some reason. He seems like he's 37.
Yeah, exactly. He just looks like one of them kind of slick, kind of nearing his 40s. No, no, it's not disrespectful.
I mean, we love him. It's just like, you look old. Jeez. You look old.
He's just so wise. It makes him look old.
I look really young. It's not my fault.
No, you look about 50, pal.
Yeah, well, if I look 50, then you must look like 103.
Just because I can grow a beard.
I knew that was coming. Guy, it's like, you're like those guys who like to say, oh, yeah, I'm 6 foot. I'm 6 foot. Yeah, get it, Hassan. You have a beard. Congratulations. You're brown.
I mean, just in curiosity, if anyone is interested in the heights of people here, I'm actually only 5'5".
Well, I'm actually 5'11", so you can...
I'm also 5'11".
Wow, two people taller than me. What a surprise.
Mariano Diaz.
No, he's gone.
Sergio Reguilon.
Well, I think if we're not getting a striker, he might stay.
Oh, yeah. I just get rid of him.
A striker. I'll be amazed if we don't get a striker. Reguilon, I swear to God, if he goes anywhere, I will personally hunt down whoever decides to sell him and lock him in a car boot in the car park.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Okay, Marco Asensio.
No.
No, don't think so.
Tony.
Not yet. No. 100 times no.
You better not.
Yo, Sarah almost had a heart attack. She's like,
I almost did.
Leave Real Madrid in the same sentence? What?
I don't even know what I'd do.
Lucas.
I can't even. Vasquez?
Yeah.
No. He's going nowhere.
Rafa Varane.
No.
No.
Brahim Diaz.
Send him on loan.
Maybe loan.
What was the point in buying him? I still don't get it.
Such a waste of time. Oh my God.
Like, even watching his footage, like, yeah, he looks like a decent-ish prospect, but he doesn't look like a world beater to me. Maybe I'm being ignorant. I don't know. What was that, sorry?
Casemiro.
I saw him play for like 2 seconds. Oh, no.
Casemiro's going nowhere.
I love Marcos Llorente, for the record. So
I hope they get a rotation this season. I'll be fuming.
Oh my God, I would be so happy.
Why would you be fuming, Les?
Because, like, Casemiro is good, but I just feel like, as an out-and-out defensive midfielder, I just feel like Llorente is a little bit better as a defender.
Okay, thank God. I thought you were going to say you were, like, 100% Casemiro.
No.
Betty Valverde.
I hope you stay.
I love the kid.
Dude.
I can feel my God, honestly,
I wish I had his body build, though. Like, the guy's so fit. Like, have you seen him work out? This guy's a tank.
Yeah,
are we talking about Valverde now?
Yeah.
I haven't even seen, like, him working out ever.
He's just a specimen in general. Like, he's stocky as hell. He's quick.
I'll find a post.
Very athletic. He's just insanely good. But I don't know. I feel like he might go on loan. I feel like he might just go on loan.
He needs to develop, and he needs to get to gain experience, I feel.
Yeah, I agree with that. But he could get that being rotated, but... I don't know, I feel like he
rotated with who? With Modric and Luka, with maybe the likes of like Pogba coming in. I just don't think that he'd get very much playing time. I
swear to God, if Pogba comes on, I'd be so pissed.
Oh my God, I don't like the guy. I'm so sorry to say, but I don't.
Hate his attitude. He's a good player, but the only reason I'd sign him is that De Bruyne isn't available. I'm a huge De Bruyne advocate, just for those interested. I feel
but like if you say he's good, like, I don't know, the beginning of the season, I even forgot he played for United. I didn't see him at all.
You could attribute that down to the lovely management of Jose Mourinho, I guess.
Mourinho.
And in part his crappy attitude.
But to be honest, a coach shouldn't influence a player that much to the point doesn't...
I think the system doesn't help either. He was being played as almost like a defensive mid, and he can't tackle to save his life. I trust a golf player in a defensive position more than I would Pogba because he's just terrible at tackling.
Well, people are actually talking about him coming in to replace Casemiro. I read that. Like,
who the hell said that? They need.
I saw multiple statements that he'd come in to replace Casemiro.
If he's going to replace anyone, it'd be Kroos or Modric that he replaces. It wouldn't be Casemiro. Which loonies thought that?
Kroos is decent at DM. But
he's all right, but he lacks that mobility.
Yeah, it's just not his natural position. So
Anyway, like, we've digressed deeply into the Pogba debate. Carry on listing, Mushtaq.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. Nacho.
I think he should be sold.
Danny Carvajal.
No, he's going there.
Luka Zidane.
I think he should either be loaned out or sold. Like, what's the point? The only reason he's a club is of his surname.
I prefer him above Andre Lunin, though.
No, Andre Lunin is a much better prospect, believe me. Believe me.
Crazy.
I don't know. I think with Lunin, it's just a bit... Like, he's made good saves, but I'm not convinced yet.
I feel like Lucas is too small to be a goalie, though. Like, I just don't see it.
How tall is he?
Let's see. I swear this thing's going to give it to me.
I'll laugh if he's, like, 6 foot three.
183. 183. I don't know what that is.
6 foot dead.
That's not that tall. He's like an inch taller than me. Wow.
But Courtois is like insanely tall.
A giant. He's a giraffe.
Keylor Navas is 185, so it's only, what was it, 2 centimeters?
Yeah.
Oriozola.
He better not go anywhere. His hair is
He's
amazing.
A really good backup for Carvajal. He's so good.
I actually want to see him, if Carvajal can't keep his form up, I'd like to see him actually starting over Carvajal, because Carvajal's consistency has always been a problem, for me at least. I feel like he can be really hit and miss sometimes, like he'll perform amazingly in one game and then stink the place out with like 10 games in a row.
I think we have our answer then. That's all.
What about the players on loan? So obviously you've got James Rodriguez.
Not coming back.
I don't think he's going to come back now that Zidane's come back, unless... For some strange reason, Isco is sold. But then again,
COVID.
I hope he doesn't come back because his attitude is pathetic and I think he sucked at Chelsea, so whatever.
I prefer James over Isco, though.
Prefer James over Isco, but don't say that too loud. Mushtaq might cry.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Is Mushtaq a big Isco fan?
No, not at all.
He's practically his dad.
Yeah, because it goes older than me. I'm definitely his dad. That makes total sense.
I'd love to see James back. It's been a dream of mine for
if
a long time.
If James back, I'm buying his jersey. That's all I know.
Me too. I was doubting if I would.
I've decided that I'm going to buy a Vinicius jersey next season.
Wow, look at you.
Going to be a bit of a hipster.
Oh my God.
Already?
Lame.
Yeah, but back to cause.
All right. I'm proud of you. Oh, we actually just got another question.
Ooh.
Oh my God. Piatek, Icardi, or Jovic? Who do you think we are going for?
Icardi.
Sarah.
I'd say, if I ranked it, it's Icardi, Jovic, and then Piatek. I can't imagine Piatek's going to leave Milan that quickly.
Probably not. Cool. Sarah, any last words?
I'm very curious to see how the end of this season turns out. I'm so curious to see how we're going to win matches. Like, not only if we get the top three spot in La Liga, which we probably will, but just, like, how are we going to play? Like, is there going to be a change in tactics? Like, is there going to be enough rotation? And, yeah, I'm extremely curious. That's it.
Wait. Gucci. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Awesome. I've got a closing statement. I back a people's vote. That's my closing statement.
Wow, look at you. So democratic.
Sorry that you were selling it.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, guys, thank you so much. This was a long podcast. It kind of went a little bit overboard, but nonetheless, some pretty good points. Hassan, you had a couple here and there. I guess maybe people will care about what you have to say. I don't know.
No comment.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to another podcast. We're going to do another one soon, hopefully, probably tackling the international break. Also, Hassan and I, and maybe Sarah will join if she would like to. We're actually thinking of doing player profiles on the players at Real Madrid. I think it'd be really cool to take an insight on just them starting off their careers and really taking a look at their accomplishments at Real Madrid. Just looking at them as players on and off the pitch, I think it would be a really neat thing. So if you would like to hear that, just mention us on Twitter and tell us which players you'd like to hear first. And just to wrap it off, again, thank you guys so much. Thank you, Sarah. Thanks, Hassan. And as always, guys, Hala Madrid.